Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
By the way, if you want a good laugh this weekend, subscribe or look up Dirt Birds. That's Sinead Culbert and Sue Collins. They've been flying during the pandemic, absolutely flying, with some fantastic sketches and pieces to camera. Really well written and well performed. That's Dirt Birds, Sinead Culbert and Sue Collins. And some people might know why I'm giving that a mention at this stage after talking to Phelan before the break. Now, Mick McGarr. Mick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
It was a horse box.
Yes, it was a truck horse box as opposed to car and trailer.
Yeah, when, where?
It was Wednesday morning between 10 and half 10 on the carriageway at Ratcool, about 100 yards south of the Ratcool Newcastle overpass.
Okay, so it's Wednesday morning of this week, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Between 10 and half 10.
Okay, good stuff. And then what happened?
Well, I was driving along. I was in my middle lane and I just had overtaken this horse box. Mm. And just when I got past him, I felt my car moving, getting pushed from the rear, kind of. And it swung a little bit to the left. And I looked in the mirror and here I saw the nose of the horse box as after passing. It was out in my lane. So he actually clipped the back of the wing on the back, the wheel arch, you know, over the wheel arch and the bumper.
Yeah.
Pushed me sideways. So I got a bit of a shock, I tell you. And I just managed to get in front of him. And I flashed the lights and I signaled at him. I had my hand out the window with the tone of just pull in, pull in, pull in. He declined to do so. He indicated that he was overtaken. And then he tried to get on my left side. I tried to slow him down, you know.
Okay.
I was actually livid at the moment, at that particular moment, because, you know, he was no intention of stopping. So I was at that the whole way down to the Red Cow roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was actually, my journey, I was heading northwards, but I let him get in front of me before the Red Cow roundabout just to see which direction he was taking. So he indicated at the roundabout, like there's two slip lanes when you get into that roundabout for heading northwards.
Yeah.
And then you have two for going southwards.
Mm-hmm.
So he indicated that he was going northwards. He has the left-hand indicator. Moved into the outer lane of the two lanes for the north, if you understand.
Mm-hmm.
And at the last minute, he indicated to the right and pulled, went southwards.
Wow.
So I was ready for this. I was back just far enough so there was no traffic coming, so I was able to do the same thing. So I was heading southwards then on the N50, got in front of him, tried to flag him down, did everything in my power trying to stop him, wouldn't stop. And I was at this, I think some of the people saw me.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Mick, were you out of your mind at this stage?
I think I was, Joe. Like, I was in a bit of a shock at the particular time. And as well as that, I was actually, you know, bowling that your man didn't stop.
Okay.
You know, that's the first thing that you do, you know. But this fella had no intentions of doing so. But the thing about, I had a phone in the car I was only after getting from my daughter, and I wasn't familiar with it. It was adapted to Bluetooth and all in the car, but I couldn't get it to operate properly for me, and with trying to tell your man and the whole lot. But eventually, I was down near Glen of the Downs before I was able to dial 999.
Right.
And I got through to the wherever the office is, and I explained the situation, and I had the number of the truck. I got the number of the truck at that particular time. And they advised me, look, turn around and go back.
Yeah,
just in case, because you're in a bit of a state now, and there could be another accident.
That was great advice.
Yeah, so I did so, and I just had to pull in and just, I was absolutely shaking at the time, you know. And so I came back, and your man went sailing into the sunset, you know.
Yeah. And by the way, was there horses in it?
I haven't a clue. Now, I myself personally, I think it was a left-hand drive truck because he had a passenger in it. on the right hand side, and the passengers seem to be kind of young or something. I don't know, but I drove.
But you say, but Mick, hang on, and I don't want it. First of all, it's a horse box van. It's not a big truck.
No, it's a horse box truck, a lorry.
Oh, big lorry. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. And do you know what make it was?
It was. It was a man. It's called a man.
MAN. Yeah, they're a great brand.
And I have the registration. And
don't give that out.
No, I was looking for if anybody had witnessed this.
And how much damage to your car?
Well, I got it assessed. I got the thing assessed, and it was you wouldn't have much change out of €1,000.
Wow.
Thing.
Wow.
So that's the story in that line. So. And there was other things I found out about the truck, but I can't mention them on the radio, I suppose.
And but the Gardaí will be able to try. Was it an Irish? Was it an Irish reg?
It was, yeah. It was an Irish reg.
Yeah.
And there was a brown horse box. Okay.
And
truck.
Was it a relatively new truck?
Well, it's not. No, it's a few years old.
A few years old. Okay.
Yeah, it's about 18 years of age.
Okay.
According to the number, anyway. You know.
Okay. Well then. So, I hope, not being funny, but I hope they pony up the money. But he should have stopped. No, he should have stopped.
He should have stopped, yeah.
Did he know he hit you?
He did, of course he did. Because that's a point I just want to make. I've driven trucks myself. And funny thing, the same thing happened to me when I was driving a truck up at Ratcliffe years and years ago.
Mm.
Before, down in the dip, before you get to the Potchine Still, there was a slip road there for Newcastle.
Right.
I was driving an Arctic and I had a load of steel on it. And I was ahead, right in the centre median, there was a slip road for Newcastle. I don't know whether you remember it or not.
Mm.
I was ready to go. I got a break in the traffic coming from south from this direction. And when you have to go up with the long trailer, 40-foot trailer, to avoid the curb, you know.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I found a lad in front of me. He didn't get into the queue at the back on the slip road. He decided to drive up the fast lane and nip across in front of me. But I clipped the car, but slightly clipped him, but I felt that. So, you know, you could feel that you're after making contact with something, you know.
Yeah. But, well, the reason I said to you, did he know that he hit you? Because
he did, he must have.
Well, yeah. I remember, now 6 or 7 years ago, the most remarkable call we got. It was the Nace Road as well, but it was very bad weather and it was a winter's evening, 6, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And a young woman in an Opel Corsa, which is a very popular, very good car.
It was, yeah.
She got caught under the front of a truck.
Oh.
And the truck kept going and didn't see her. He did not realise. No fault of his, no fault of hers. But he did not realise that she was that there was a car underneath the front of his truck.
Under the front of the truck?
Yes, yes.
Jesus, I find that hard to believe.
Well,
to be honest with you.
You know the size of some of these massive trucks.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a true story. By the way, Opel, in fairness, at that time were very good to that one. They didn't have to be, but they were very good. I'll give them another mention there because they were so good. Okay, Mick McGarr, I hope the Gardaí.
Do I, Joe, because I tell you, it was a very new car, you know, new to us.
Okay,
we only have it about 4 or 5 months.
Ah, forgot.
You know, and it's a very good nick. It's 16.
Okay.
The car is a 16, and it's pristine condition, you know.
But were you giving out to yourself afterwards that you chased them?
Was it? I was giving out to myself that I couldn't, that I didn't catch him.
Yeah.
No, but maybe, things could have been turned out a lot worse if I had caught him, you know. You wouldn't know what would have happened, But at least, I wouldn't have minded if he had stopped, but it's the fact that he didn't stop. That's what really annoyed me,
And that he did a runner.
He did a runner, I mean.
Okay.
But I know now, I found out something that one of the reasons why he did a runner, you know. So
okay.
I'm not mentioning that.
You're on the case, Mick. You're on the case.
Colombo.
Okay. Well done. odds are you're gonna catch him. Thanks indeed, Mick McGarr.
Okay, Joe. Right.
Thanks, Mick.
Thank you very much.
Bye. 1850 715 815.